T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
We got a surprise. How are you today?
I'm great.
Yeah. My voice kind of sucks today, but...
Sorry about that.
I'm using my little ventilator thing. We'll see. Part of the play, man. Ebb and flow. We don't call him honey, but I love my man Fitz, and he is on hold. Rich Fitzgerald, my wife is here, so be nice.
Oh, do I have to be... Well, I'll be nice to her, of course. She's wonderful.
She is, man.
You, on the other hand, it's a different take.
It's hit or miss.
No, it's good to see you, Christine. How are you?
Thank you. Great. Yeah.
How was your Halloween? Did a lot of candy? The kids have fun?
Oh, yeah. We had over 300 kids. It was nuts.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the neighbors counted 430. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. But fun. We loved it.
We loved it.
Well, hey, listen, we wanted to talk to you about the election. I mean, a historic day in the city of Pittsburgh with Ed Gainey elected as our first African-American mayor. And I know you have worked really closely with Bill Peduto in the time that he's been in office. So I'm curious to know what your relationship is with Ed Gainey and kind of how you see it going forward.
Well, I've always had a very good relationship with Ed Gainey. Him and I have gotten along very well. He was a big supporter of mine when I first ran 10 years ago. His district is very close to where I live, actually, in the East End, and so we've known each other for a long time. And yes, I was am a Bill Peduto supporter, and supported him in the election as the incumbent. But immediately after the election, you know, Ed and I sat down, and we've had meetings throughout the summer and throughout the fall.
Wow.
With a lot of stakeholders. And I am excited. I think it sends a great message. It breaks through a barrier that we as a community, you know, haven't had before, a black mayor. And then the other thing that happened yesterday, Christine, I think it was really interesting, is countywide, the top four vote getters for judge were African-American as well. And that's something I don't think anybody would have ever foreseen in Allegheny County not too many years ago.
Hey, by the way, this is an astute observation he just made, and I think it's significant that I point something out. For all the racists out there who say this is a racist area, and everyone has issues in every community, let's be blunt. White people elected these folks. Now, look, I'm not trying to say that just white people, but what I'm saying, Fitz, is a significant number of white voters voted for these folks, right? Including the mayor.
That's exactly right. In a city, back to Christine's point, in a city that's 25% black, Ed Gainey got 70% of the vote. So there were a whole lot of folks that were Latinx, Asian, white, black that voted. It was a coalition of multiracial folks who voted for Ed Gainey and those four judges who led the ticket yesterday countywide.
Do you think this might be able to help the sad trend we've seen of blacks moving out of the city, whether they're moving to the suburbs or, you know, outside the region? But that's been a real problem. Do you think that just by him being in this leadership position and hopefully focusing some more attention on those communities, that might change the tide?
It could. It could have something to do with it. I think one of the problems that the city has had with respect to, you know, people leaving has been education. It really hasn't been, per se, city government. It's really been the school district and the lack of confidence that many parents have had in the system, white and black. And I think that's led to families, when their kids get to school age, deciding to, you know, to move into, you know, suburban communities. We've got to fix that. And that's all of us, not just the school board members, but whether it's Mayor Ganey, Mayor-elect Ganey, and City Council, you know, working with all of us to make that case. But yes, I do think for young people, particularly young kids, when they look at leadership and they see someone who looks like them, it's just certainly going to make them feel better about, you know, living in a neighborhood, living in a city that's led by an African-American.
County Executive Fitzgerald, look, the numbers aren't astounding. However, comma, talk about turnout in the city and the county. It's higher than folks expected anyway, right?
It is. I think it was about 30% turnout in the city and about 32% turnout in the county. And I think what you saw in the county that at least I saw going around yesterday was a lot of contentious school board races.
Mm-hmm.
So the issues over masks and the pandemic and vaccines, et cetera, have ignited an awful lot of passion. I'm sure you saw it in Mount Lebanon. There were significant races they haven't had for a while. I certainly saw it up in North Allegheny School District and some other school districts. So I think that drove an awful lot of turnout in suburban areas where there were contested races. In the city, there really weren't contested races. I mean, I know the media focused on the mayor's race, but it really wasn't a contested race. I mean,
no.
Everyone knew Ed Ganey was going to win. He won by 40 points. There were no city council races or school board races. So within the city of Pittsburgh, there were no contested races. But out in some of the outlying areas, you saw it, and you saw a lot of people working at the polls and, you know, holding up signs and handing out literature, which you really did not see a lot of in the city of Pittsburgh.
Well, and you mentioned school board. I mean, the city of Pittsburgh elected some new school board members. It looks like three. Do you think that's going to make a difference in improving the district, especially with the hiring of a new superintendent on their list of things they need to do?
I think that's a real potential. I think you're right. You've got a new board coming in. You're going to have a board that's going to do a search for a new superintendent. I think this new superintendent needs to be a very, very strong and dynamic individual who can convince people and can right the ship, so to speak, but also convince people to put their kids in the school system. And I don't think that's happened in a number of years where parents have had the confidence that their kids were going to get the education that they needed. The pandemic probably even made it a little bit worse with a lot of the shutdowns, the lack of technology, you know, whether they be the books they were getting, the laptops, et cetera, the lack of that exacerbated it. So I do think this new board coming in with the new superintendent really has a chance to do a reset and head it in the right direction.
Christine pointed out something to me that I think is spot on. A lot of our friends ran for school board in Mount Lebanon. Mm-hmm. They all lost. They're all Republicans. And you think, honey, that some of the buzz and the angst went away from the pandemic's start. So
right.
The angry folks maybe didn't express their anger at the polls. And I don't want to speak for you.
Yeah, no. I mean, there were a lot of people talking about these school board races, you know, last fall in 2020. But, you know, things have kind of, I guess, found some sort of normalcy. So I don't know. I do think that probably affected turnout. What do you think, Fitz?
I think you're right. I think it dissipates. I also think while Mount Lebanon used to be more of a swing area, I think it's a pretty strongly Democratic area,
yes,
almost like the city of Pittsburgh had been traditionally. I mean, the city of Pittsburgh's gone way, way blue at this point. Mount Lebanon's is pretty blue, maybe not as blue as the city of Pittsburgh, but I think it's very difficult right now for a Republican to win either a school board race or a commission race in Mount Lebanon. And I think that's borne out by the fact that all five commissioners are Democrats and all the school board members are
True.
Democrats as
True.
Well. So while there was anger, and there is anger for some people over mandates, I don't know that enough of a percentage of it was there to win those races.
County Executive Fitzgerald, thanks, Will, man.
Thank
all right.
you.
Enjoy you guys. Thanks. Have a good day.
He's much nicer when you're here. Much. Right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.